Hi, joining us at KBR 680, one of my favorites, why I love talking ball with this guy, and that is JT Snow. And you get to this time of year, clinching is inevitable, and you start in a season, you never know where it's going to go. But from a ball player's perspective, how do you feel as a player right now?
Well, you're excited. I think for a lot of the season, early on, you don't do a lot of scoreboard watching. Then you get to the middle of the season and you're scoreboard watching, and all guys do it. We're here in the third base dugout. The scoreboard's right in your face and you're interested in, you know, I always did it. I want to see how the Dodgers or the Diamondbacks or the Padres are playing. And then you get to this point, and as a player right now, you feel that it's in your grasp and you no longer have to scoreboard watch. Once they start talking about a magic number, you just start trying to win games and you just try and start knocking them off. And when you get to this point where the magic number's three, all you're concerned about is getting a win tonight. And then if the Dodgers happen to lose, it's a bonus. And it's exciting. And, you know, I'm in the clubhouse and the energy's good. The guys are laughing. They're having a good time. But it's been that way all year. And the chemistry's been amazing. And Boach has done a great job, as all the coaches have with these guys. And it's neat to see all the hard work pay off, because there's a lot of work that goes on that the fans don't see in the batting cage. Guys hitting early at 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, you know, guys lifting weights and working out, and so it's an exciting time.
JT Snow with us, just talking about this time of year. The other part of it for me is, you know, you got 150, 152 games down by this point. You know who you are. You know, you're going to the playoffs, and you're going with a certain team, and you know who you are at this point. Sort of the mystery is gone. How you do in the playoffs, who knows, but you know who you are.
You do, and, you know, sometimes it takes a long time through the course of a year to figure it out. And, you know, there's injuries, there's slumps, there's hot streaks, there's everything. It's the season is a journey, and you never know how it's going to turn out. But right now, they know who they are. You know, if it's going to be a platoon in left field, the guys know that. And there's nothing more that a ball player likes than knowing his role and what the manager expects of him. If Brandon Belt's going to play against right-handed pitching and somebody else is going to play against left-handed, if you know that going in, then everybody's good with it. You know your role. It's that way with the bullpen, the setup guys, the closer, the bench guys. And you know who you are. And now you just go out and play. And the thing you have to do is it's going to happen for the Giants. They're going to clinch it here these next couple days. And there's going to be a little bit of a letdown after that happens. Then you got to ramp it back up. And that's the manager's job, is to get the intensity back. I've always felt like teams that are hot coming down the wire and maybe have to scratch and fight and claw that last day or two, they seem to play well in the playoffs. It's the teams that clinch early that have a week or 10 days. Because I've been on both sides of that, and it's a tough dynamic to figure out. You know, do you like the team that's hot at the end, or the team that clinches early, that runs away with it? So that's the manager's job, and it's a tricky one to get your guys to ramp it back up for, you know, a five-game series.
JT, how important is it for this ball club, as we talk about how they will do, or who knows, that they did this before, 2 years ago, and won a World Series? Because, look, the starting pitching last time through was better, but the starting pitching struggled over the last few weeks. But in the back of my mind, I'm saying to myself, they won a World Series with these same pitchers. They know what to do.
Right, and I think the main thing is they have something to draw off of, and as a ball player, when you've done it before, you can revert back to a couple years ago, and you knew what it took, and you still know the feeling, and you still know what it feels like, and you can draw off that. And Lincecum can, and Matt Cain can. They're different pitchers now that in 2012 than they were in 2010, but they've been there, and a lot of this group knows what it takes to not only get to the play, but win a World Series. I mean, to win it all. And it takes a lot of good fundamental baseball. It takes a little bit of luck. You got to have a couple things go your way. And I've always felt you get in the postseason, and there's no substitute for pitching and defense, and just a timely hit somewhere, you know, a big home run, or a guy hitting a bases loaded double to clear the bases, or, you know, something like that. Moving guys over is big. Nobody out. You'll see a lot of guys give themselves up in the postseason, right? Bunt a guy over, hit that sack fly, because the numbers, the stats don't matter anymore. It's just about wins and losses. So
yeah, you got to run into one a couple of times. Yep. Cody Ross comes to mind very quickly for me. JT Snow, as you could tell, an expert in this time of year. And heck, he played great defense and was on a World Series team as well. Let's shift gears a little bit to Friday night and the Willie Mack Award. You won it. It's a very special award. And in your own words, so the fans understand just how important this award is. And when I say you won it, you were voted. And Mark Gardner corrected me on that. You don't win it, you're voted. Right. You're voted the award. Just how important it is to the recipient.
Well, it's an amazing honor. I had the opportunity to win it twice, my first year in 97 and then again in 2004, so 7 years apart. And I think the first time I won it, I didn't realize what it really meant. I thought it was, you know, going back to high school or college. Oh, it's an award your team votes. Hey, it's great. It's named after Willie McCovey, which is an honor in itself. But then you realize the fans' reaction to you, you know, patting you on the back and congratulations on the award. And then I think when I won it the second time, it really sank in because it's only voted on by the guys in the clubhouse, the players and the coaches, and that's it. It's not the media. It's not the fans. And there's no more special award as a player than to be voted by your own peers, your own players. I mean, that says a lot. So the guy that wins it, you feel like you've done something special. You have some respect in the clubhouse. You have the respect of your teammates, the coaching staff. And it's over a full year and what you've meant to the team by your demeanor and the way you play the game and the way you handle yourself. And looking back now, it's everybody you run into, people don't remember stats or home runs you hit or gold gloves you won, but it's something about the fans. They remember the Willie Mack Award. And there's a big buzz around the ballpark today and leading up, who's going to win that award? And so it's great. It makes you feel good. And like I said, when the guys you're in the clubhouse with for 7 months and you're on the airplanes and the hotels and all the way back to spring training, it's quite an honor.
Well, it is Buster Posey. I mean, we know that, and is certainly very proud of him, and he should be very proud of the job he's done to win the award.
I think so, and I think he'll enjoy the award, but I think it'll really sink in later when you have a chance to look back and maybe after the season or years down the road when you say, you know, I had an impact on, you know, not only the outcome of the season on the field, but with my teammates in the clubhouse. And, you know, I think Buster was probably a runaway recipient. We get a vote on it, too. It's kind of neat. The ex Willie Mack winners get a vote on it. So it's well-deserved. After all he went through last year, now we can see the importance he has on this team when he wasn't around last year with the ankle, and then he comes back this year, and he's knocking on the door of an MVP award also. So well-deserved. And you know, Buster's one of those guys that his demeanor doesn't change. You can't tell after the game if Buster went 4-for-4 or 0-for-4. He's the same guy, and he comes out every day and works hard, gives credit to his teammates, and keeps everything in perspective. And he's a great Giant. He's going to be a great Giant for a lot of years.
Yeah, and that's Willie McCovey.
Right. You know, exactly. That is Willie Mack. And anytime you can have your name on the same award with Willie McCovey, you're doing something right. So it's pretty neat.
All right, JT, how good is this ball club? As you'll be on with me probably when the playoffs start, and we'll get you on the show. I know the fans love to get your perspective and your opinions. How good is this ball club?
Well, I think they're real good. I think that you get in the postseason, we know anything can happen. And I think this team in a short series is really good. Okay. I think that, you know, you go through the season and the people talk about, well, we don't have power, or we don't have the big hit, or we don't have this or that, the closer. But, you know, when you get in the postseason, I think this team can do some damage. They're going to be probably going up against the Reds or the Nationals that have a better record and maybe have sexier players, as you like to call it. But all that matters is the 25 guys on the roster and the guys that aren't in that clubhouse believe in that they can do it. And, once you have that belief and you get in a short series, I love our pitching. You know, I think the pitching is going to be right there. I think if if we catch the ball and, like I said, get some timely hits, I think we can go far.
Yeah. All right, JT, thanks as always, and congratulations on being a former Willie Mack Award winner. And, of course, you have that for the rest of your life, a two-time winner as well. So thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
More coming up on KNBR 680, the Sports Leader.